Krishna Book, Canto 16, Balaram, Chapter 78, Scene 3, Balaram's Atonement. Upon the death of Robaharshana Sutta, everyone present became much aggrieved, and there was roaring and crying. Although all the Brahmins and sages present knew that Lord Balaram was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they did not hesitate to protest Lord Balaram's action, and they humbly submitted. Our dear Lord Balaram, we think that your action is not in line with the religious principles. Dear Lord Yadunandan, we may inform you that we Brahmanas posted Romaharshana Sutta on that exalted position for the duration of this great sacrifice. He was seated on the Vyasasan by our election, and when one is seated on the Vyasasan, it is improper for him to stand up to receive a person. Moreover, we awarded Romaharshana Sutta an undisturbed duration of life. So under the circumstances, since your lordship has killed Romaharshan, without knowing all these facts, we think that your action has been equal to that of killing a Brahmana. Dear Lord Balaram, you are the deliverer of all fallen souls, and we know certainly that you are the knower of all Vedic principles. You are the master of all mystic powers. Therefore, ordinarily, the Vedic injunctions cannot be applied to your personality. But we request that you show your causeless mercy upon others by kindly atoning for this killing of Romaharshana Sutta. However, we do not suggest what kind of act you should perform to atone for killing him. We simply suggest that some method of atonement be adopted by you so that others may follow your action. For what is done by a great personality is followed by the ordinary man. Yes, O sages, I must atone for this action, which may have been proper for me, but is improper for others. Therefore, I think it my duty to execute a suitable act of atonement enjoined in the authorized scriptures. Simultaneously, I can also give this Romaharshana Sutta life again with a span of long duration, sufficient strength, and full power of the senses. And not only this, if you so desire, I shall be glad to award Romaharshana anything else which you may ask. I shall be very glad to grant all these boons in order to fulfill your desires. This statement of Lord Balaram definitely confirms that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is free to act in any way. Although it may be considered that his killing of Romaharshana Sutta was improper, Balaram could immediately counteract the action with greater profit to all. Therefore, one should not try to imitate the actions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, one should simply follow the instructions of Lord Balaram. All the great learned sages present realized that although they considered the action of Lord Balaram to be improper, Lord Balaram was able to immediately compensate with greater profits. Not wanting to detract from the mission of Lord Balaram in killing Romaharshana Sutta, all of them prayed, "Our dear Lord Balaram, the uncommon use of your Kusha weapon to kill Romaharshana Sutta may remain as it is. Because of your desire to kill him, Romaharshana should not be brought back to life again. But at the same time, Your Lordship may remember that we sages and brahmanas voluntarily gave him long life. Therefore, such a benediction should not be nullified. Thus, the request of all the learned brahmanas in the assembly was ambiguous because they wanted to keep intact the benediction given by them that Romaharshana Sutta would continue to live until the end of the great sacrifice. But at the same time, they did not want to nullify Balaram's killing of Romaharshana Sutta. The Supreme Personality of Godhead therefore solved the problem in a manner befitting His exalted position. Because the Son is produced from the body of the Father, it is the injunction of the Vedas that the Son is the representative of the Father. And therefore I say unto you that Ugrasrava Sutta, the son of Romaharshana Sutta, should henceforth take his father's position and continue the discourses on the Puranas. And because you wanted Romaharshana to have a long duration of life, this benediction will be now transferred to his son. The son, Ugrasrava, will therefore have all the facilities you offered to Romaharshana, namely, long duration of life in a good and healthy body without any disturbances and full strength of all the senses. Lord Balaram then implored all the sages and brahmanas that aside from this benediction offered to the son of Romaharshana, they should ask from him any other benediction, and he would be prepared to fulfill it immediately. Lord Balaram thus placed himself in the position of an ordinary Kshatriya and informed the sages that he did not know in what way he could atone for his killing of Romaharshana Sutta. And so whatever they would suggest, Balaram would be glad to accept. The brahmanas could understand the purpose of Lord Balaram, and thus they suggested that he atone for his action in a manner which would be beneficial for them. Our dear Lord Balaram, there is a demon of the name Bovala. He is the son of Ilvala, but he is a very powerful demon, and he visits this sacred place of sacrifice every fortnight on the full moon and moonless days, and he creates a great disturbance to the discharge of our duties in the sacrifice. O descendant of the Dasharatha family, we all request you to kill this demon. We think that if you kindly kill him, that will be your atonement on our behalf. The demon occasionally comes here and profusely throws upon us all kinds of contaminated impure things like pus, blood, stool, urine, and wine. And he pollutes this sacred place by showering such filth upon us. After killing Bulbala, you may continue touring all these sacred places of pilgrimage for 12 months, and in that way you will be completely freed from all contamination. That is our prescription. Thus ends chapter 78, scene 3, Balaram's Atonement. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Srila Sridhar Swami quotes the following Vedic verse to illustrate the principle enunciated here by Lord Balaram. Angad angat sambhavasi, hridayad avijayase, atmavai putra namasi, sanjiva sharada shatam. You have taken birth from my various limbs, and have arisen from my very heart. You are my own self in the form of my Son. May you live through 100 autumns. This verse appears in the Shatapatha Brahmana and the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Srila Jiva Goswami points out that the word Vishuddhyasi means that Lord Balaram would achieve spotless fame by setting such a perfect example for the people in general by atoning for his so-called killing of Romaharshana Sutta.